Thank you for calling customer support. This is Shante speaking. May I please have your zip code?
29817.
29817. Okay, mm-hmm. One moment. Go ahead and give me your name, please.
Evelyn Coker.
Thank you, Ms. Coker. Please verify your address for me.
1671 Isla Street Extension, Blackville, South Carolina.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so very much. Okay. I see here you have the Prime Fit watches. Watch. Okay.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yes, ma'am. I see that you've been partially refunded for one of them.
Mm-hmm.
The tracker watch in itself, you know, I do see that it's the watch that tracks your heart rate, and you can receive messages from the phone to the watch. So how can I help you today?
Well, I was calling about, and I don't know whether you are the ones that did it or not, but I have a charge on my account for $69.87, and
mm-hmm.
which was charged to my card on the Friday. So I'm
okay.
calling to see if that's something that comes from you guys, because, I mean, I had nobody else that I can remember. So I was just checking to see if that was a charge and if what is it for.
Okay, sure, no problem. I can check that out for you, okay? Okay. Let me see what date that was when you spoke with the other agent. That was on March the 29th, and you processed
right.
it on
March the 12th. Then she told, there was nothing, there was no instructions telling me that if I did not, it was like a trial date,
mm-hmm.
and if I was wasn't pleased with it, that I could send it back or either or whatever. But I never got anything. Nothing was that was ever informed me about that. So anyway.
Okay, well, let me just asking for knowledge, I guess. How did you apply or how did you order the watch? Where did you see the ad, on a survey or was it email?
It from I think it was Home Depot. I think
uh-huh.
it was getting a $50 reward.
Okay, what, did you go online for that?
Right, uh-huh.
Okay, so... what I can explain to you, within that email, I mean, the website that you went on, there's a little box that's in that little area where you pay your shipping and handling. You check that box, and when you check that box, it has a term and conditions on it, and it's right there in those terms and conditions about the 14 days. I know the other agent explained it to you. I was just letting you know that's where it comes from.
No, she didn't explain it to me. I asked her then. She said, "You have." I said, "Well, where was that? I saw no explanation as to the 14 days." And
oh.
So she really did not explain it to me and tell me what you're telling me is my first time hearing this.
Okay, well, let me explain it, okay? If you don't mind, I'll be happy to take time to explain it to you, okay?
Okay.
Very good. Okay, so I see here the charges that were taken out of your account on March the 12th. And I do see that it began a trial. Now, it does state in the terms and conditions that it is a 14-day trial period where you be shipped that particular item, and then you have 14 days to decide whether you want to keep that item or not. So, actually, when you're paying that shipping and handling, it's just giving you that time to just try it. And then it also states here that in the event that you decide you want to keep the item, then you just call us. And you don't have to call us. They'll go ahead and they'll bill you. But if you don't want to keep it, you just say, "Hey, listen, I enjoyed the watch. I just want to send it back because this is not something that I want, my son want, or whomever you want to give it to." And you didn't receive an RMA number, and you would ship it back to us. But instead, they give you time to try it out, and if you don't call us back or anything like that, they'll go ahead and they bill you the full price for it. And I see where you've gotten a 35% discount on that. I can offer you the 35% discount on that watch, right? I mean, on the charge that you received for $69.87, if that's something you'd be interested in.
So what is that? What is that $6,987? Because I thought, I mean, I paid the $49.87.
Yes, ma'am.
So what is the $69.87? What is that?
The $69.87 is the actual charge for the what? You have two fitness trackers. Yes, ma'am. And the $69.87 is for the retail price of that first watch.
Okay.
So it's like you get it for half off, and then you get it for $69, the retail price for the other one.
Oh, so I was sent two watches, and I didn't know. I was wondering why I got two watches.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, listen, because you weren't aware of those terms and conditions, I can offer you, let me see. Hold on just a second. I don't want to tell you anything wrong.
Okay.
I can offer you a 50% refund on that as a courtesy to you because you wasn't aware.
I'm wondering, why do I have two watches of the same thing and I have the AirBuds? So,
let me see. Let me just check your account. Hold on.
Yeah, please check it because
sure.
I don't want to be charged anything else enough. More money, and I'm not being aware of this.
Yes, ma'am. I can tell you right here, right now. It says the smartness. These are all the items that you have, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The smart fitness tracker, that's one. Then you have a second one, the smart fitness tracker S2. That means it's two. Means that's the second one. And then you have the watch lifetime warranty, and then you have the premium earbuds. Those are all the items that you have on your account. And all of these items are one-time charges, one-time fee. You don't get charged a second time for it. See, what you got charged is for the original price for that fitness tracker. It's not like a reoccurring charge or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't explained to you, I guess.
It was not explained to
yes,
me.
Yes, ma'am.
This is why I'm calling. I'm saying, wait a minute here. I didn't authorize anybody to take any more money out of my account.
It's yes, Ms. Coker.
I was not aware of what the situation or either what the way it's done.
Yes, ma'am.
And I guess I just didn't read that in the print because when I saw it, it said $50 reward. So I'm saying, okay, this might be good.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I just only wanted one, but I'll tell you what happened when I placed the order.
Mm-hmm.
It popped up there with two.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was. It's two, and I said, well, I only want one, and then it ended up being $50-something. Now, I've already paid $54 before it was even shipped to me.
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
Then I was charged another $49, and now I'm being charged another $69.
Yes, ma'am. I tell you what I'll do. Listen, I'll I'm sorry you had to go through all that. I do apologize.
Yeah.
Let me speak with my supervisor and let me tell her everything that just happened, okay? I'm going to see if I can get you a lower rate, okay?
Please do, because
sure.
I so appreciate this. I like the watch, but if I need to send the other one back, because I couldn't figure out why do I get two anyway.
Yeah, okay. Well, I understand. Well, hang on just a second, Ms. Coker. I'm going to go ahead and do that for you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Ms. Coker?
Uh-huh.
I've explained your situation to my supervisor, and she said that I can apply a 75% refund to you. Let's see what that price would be. So you can keep all of your watches, and I'll go ahead and let me get that. Hold on just a second. I've lost my screen. Please forgive me.
Okay, no problem.
Yes, ma'am.
Because when I'm adding that up, that's like $172, so I want to know where my $50 reward come in at. But anyway,
okay.
Well,
we're going to give you a great price. Hold on just a second. I can just pull up that screen again. Man, I tell you, if you don't, computers, they're supposed to help you. But I just don't know sometimes.
Well, sometimes, you know, hey, that's technology. You know how these things are about their technology. They just don't work good sometimes. You just have to wait.
Yeah, you're right. You're so right. So just bear with me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, see if I can pull it up this way. give me your zip code once more because my whole screen just disappeared.
Okay, 29817.
Thank you, ma'am. There we go. 6987, I see it now. Okay, so it'll be a total of $17.47, and I will refund you $54.40 back to your account, okay?
Okay.
Well, all right.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm looking at it, you're talking about, I was really charged about $175.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and,
ma'am.
And this is not what I was expecting, even with that.
With yes, ma'am.
$17, I'm still, it still come out to be $150-something.
Mm-hmm.
So, with this.
So, we'll give you $54.40 back on your account.
Okay.
All right.
So that's $54 minus that 69. So, mm-hmm. So is this going to be the end of this deducting money from my account?
Yes, ma'am. It's only a one-time fee. And I do understand that you didn't realize that they were going to do that. So that's why I took the time to explain to you, hey, this is exactly what happened to your account. But as of today, no more money should be deducted from your account. And I'm going to give you that refund. That's what you should be expecting, okay? All right.
And next time I'm going to read the fine print. I'm not going to order. I'm very skeptical about ordering anything online.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes, ma'am.
And then when it comes to this, you know, like that was done, this mm-hmm. really makes me leery now of ordering anything online.
Yes, ma'am, and you, as well as you should be.
Yeah.
I understand, yes.
So, and that's why I watch my account.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, no, wait a minute here now. I need this money for something else. Why did this be taken out?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I know. I know, we all watching our account.
Hey, look, we don't have no money the way it is now. Hey, you don't watch your account.
Yes, ma'am.
All this pandemic and stuff going on, even though they're giving out these the stimulus money.
Uh-huh.
And you still, and that's what to help take care of, to help you to live. That's
yeah.
Just go and just spend it unwisely.
That's right. You're right. I do agree with you. I do.
And me, okay. I haven't even gotten mine. At least I haven't gotten this. I didn't get the $600, neither $1,400.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so maybe I get it soon, but I don't know.
I hope you do.
Yeah, it's just that I don't want to be charged for something that I'm really not
mm-hmm.
aware of. And
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't mind paying for items that I purchase.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm aware that I purchased some, and what the consequences are either, you know, what the fine print says, but I did
mm-hmm.
not read it, and I did not know it. I honestly, that's why, if I had known, I wouldn't be calling about this, but I was really concerned about, you know, the way it's handling it, and I'm
yes,
saying.
Sure. You're within your right. Yes, you are. This is your money, and you want to know that you're being charged correctly.
Right.
So. I do. I understand with you. I sympathize with you as well. I would do the same exact thing that you're doing now. And like you said, hey, this pandemic has us all in a pickle. So we don't have time to, you know, be spending money on frivolous things, you know.
No.
And so I understand.
And the reason why I got that, I said, I guess what got me was the $50 reward.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, $50 reward. Okay, good. And then, but when I entered my information and it came up to be $54, I said, well,
mm-hmm.
wait a minute here. So it got two, but the way they have it set up, you and I was trying to maybe, you know, take off something and just get, because all I really wanted was $50, if it was going to be $20-something, then okay.
Yes, ma'am.
It would not allow me to do that. And it just automatically calculated me $54. And I said, okay, $54. Then when I got another $49 charge, another $69. Oh, no.
Let me check into this. I do. I understand. Well, don't worry about it. I've gotten you taken care of, okay? So you should be expecting that $54.40 into your account. I don't know if you have it set, your account is set up where you can see it instantaneously, or you have to wait that 3 to 5 business days if you don't. Some people have the account set up where they can see things taken out of their account or credits put back in their accounts right away within a few minutes. But if you don't have that system, it'll take 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay.
All right.
If it's not there, you know I'll be calling you back.
Call back. I want you to call back. I hope I get you a call.
Well, let me tell you this. Of course, as I have, I was trying to work the smartwatch.
Uh-huh.
Didn't know how to do it, and the person that talked to me before, they was not very helpful in getting me to get that set up. So
okay.
I did get it set up, and to that. But I guess now I got to do my earbuds. I don't have that set up yet.
And okay.
I guess people who are familiar with that kind of stuff and savvy about all that technology, good for them. They can do that kind of stuff. But finally, I had to end up going online and putting the app in, the app that it says. It told me one app, but that app didn't work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I got that fixed.
So all of it fixed?
I haven't done my earbuds yet.
Okay.
Well,
listen, if you have any problems, just call us back, and we'll be more than happy to help.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And what's your name is again?
My name is Shantae, Ms. Coker.
Okay. All right, Shantae. Well, thank you so much. I remember when you said when it first came on, and I said, oh, Shantae. I said, that's a nice name.
Thank you.
Shantae. I like that.
All right. I appreciate that so much, Ms. Coker. Well, listen, thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. And if you need a survey or either I need to rate you, you get a 10. How's that?
Oh, that's so wonderful. If you don't mind, what they actually asked us to do is to transfer the call over to the supervisor, and they'll record that. So if you don't mind holding online, I can send you over there to her.
Okay. I didn't get that before either.
Oh. Okay. Well, no problem. I'll take care of you.
All right.
Thank you. Good morning. All right. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold for just a brief second, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You
Where
too.
Where are you located?
I'm in Alabama.
Oh, okay. So the weather there is pretty nice.
It is. It's a little chilly. We had a cold snap to come in, but, you know, that happens right before April, before Easter. I mean, right before Easter. So we're good. It's a beautiful day.
It is. Same here.
Yes, ma'am. I'm happy to hear that. But just hold on just for one moment, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, Ms. Coker, I'm going to go ahead and transfer. It's going to be for a brief seconds. You're going to hear some music in the background, and it's going to flip right over to the supervisor, okay?
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you again for everything, your kindness, and thank you for your patience. And, again, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too, sweetheart.
Okay. Bye-bye.